Anger and tears on the streets of Bahrain. Large numbers of people have flocked to the suburbs of the capital, Manama, to hold a funeral for another protester killed by regime forces. The following report takes a closer look at Bahrain's latest developments.
This is Bahrain, a tiny Persian Gulf kingdom in which pro-democracy calls have fallen on deaf ears. Peaceful rallies have met with an iron rod. Scores of protesters have been killed by regime forces, and large numbers of political activists are behind bars. A catalogue of human rights violations. Anger and frustration poured out at the funeral of yet another pro-democracy protester killed by Saudi-backed Bahraini forces. Abdul Aziz Al-Abbar was shot in the head during a protest rally in February. He died of injuries in April. Bahraini authorities refused to issue a death certificate for him in order not to mention the real cause of his death and to protect those involved in the killing.
With all the atrocities and the crackdowns, and they don't fear of bullets, they don't fear of being killed, even though the government is not coming to a common ground with the people, but the people are insisting on their legitimate rights. This martyr has been killed, and his killer is, and the killers have not been tried, even though the medical report have shown that he was shot from a very near distance. And even only yesterday, one of the policemen was tried only for a month.
The Al-Khalifa regime has become increasingly desperate to suppress the pro-democracy protests and ratchet up the repression to cling on to power. The escalation in crackdown is seen by many a last gasp bid to crush the pro-democracy movement, which came alive in February 2011. But nearly 40 months of continuous rallies across the Persian Gulf island state have not been deterred by crackdown and repression, and people refuse to bow to an unelected monarchy.
Bahraini revolution is very oppressed revolution, and it is being oppressed by the international media because it's being controlled by the Israelis and pro-Zionism. They are all the killing and atrocities is not being aired in the international media, and also the Arab dictatorial regimes are backing up the Bahraini regime and blocking all the news, but in the social media it is all there.
While the U.S., France, Britain, and Saudi Arabia have been vocal in condemning what they call human rights violations in places like Syria, they have remained on the sideline when it comes to rights abuses in Bahrain. The inaction to the Bahraini regime's campaign to crack down and intimidate its population from voicing dissent has cast serious doubts on the neutrality of the international community in certain Middle East states. Bahrain has an American Navy Fifth Fleet moored on the island and is a major source of oil for the U.S. while enjoying strong historical ties with Britain. Such policies bring into question whether this inaction about the atrocities committed in Bahrain is due to its strategic significance and close ties with Washington. Now, it remains to be seen how long the Manama regime will continue its repression of the people who say they will not back down until their demands for democratic freedom are met.